minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Good afternoon, Northern Colorado. This is the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Glad you could be with us here today. We're getting to that point, Angel, where you can just read my mind. Playing a little, I'm like a mime in here, telling you what I need, like right when the show. I like to do my big time in-depth planning 34 seconds before the show starts.
Oh, no, I love the fast-paced intro like that. Trying to make phone calls, cue music.
And I'm like, by the way, did you get that? 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 It was a big night last night. It was a huge weekend for the professional sports side of things. Not so much for the local side, but we're going to get into that. We had a lot of fun yesterday. I made Scott Patchen. Dude's like 300 plus pounds. Okay, we'll give Chris a call right now, Angel. Chris Dempsey's going to join me. We got a lot to get to. Nikola Jokic gets ejected from the game last night after running into Markieff Morris, shouldering him to the ground after a terrible foul. I want to get into all of this discussion. We have clips from last night with Coach Malone and the Joker. But first and foremost, let's get the man, the myth, the legend, Chris Dempsey of Altitude Sports. Chris, what a night last night, bleeding into the morning. I find myself just absolutely glued to Twitter. I'm following the new Twitter account with the Joker, with the Jokic brothers. I mean, this whole thing is, it's absolutely crazy. And I'm like wide-eyed, man. I am thoroughly entertained.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting, right? I mean, it's, gosh, it's got everything kind of wrapped into one. It's got an underdog. It's got a person some people have called a bully. It's got an MVP. It's got, it really has everything. At the end of the day, I mean, there's just a lot of opinions as to what happened last night and why it happened and who was in the right and who was in the wrong. And, you know, I think very immediately there were a lot of people who thought, well, there's just, Jokic should just be suspended immediately. And I think that sentiment is still out there. I'm not one of them. It was a crazy scene at the end of that game.
Yeah, it was nuts.
And Jokic is a big dude. You're not gonna mess with him.
Chris, I mean, that's what, okay, when I first saw it in real action watching the game, I'm thinking, oh no, Joker, oh boy, yeah, that's bad. But then you watch, and I'm not even talking slow motion. You watch it, and I hear Spoelstra saying that it is a bad, dirty play on Joker. Morris was making a foul. Was that a basketball foul? I mean,
it was not.
It sure didn't look like it. He goes for the ribs, and if you look at that upon further review, he's going for the knee too. I mean, I'm really trying not to be the fanboy here, but yeah, you watch that. And then you see basketball, these guys get irritated, and we know Joker has a tendency to do that sometimes, but the more I watch this thing, the more I look at it, the more I don't know that I'm ridiculously going all in on faulting Joker for it.
Yeah, I think my original take on that was, boy, if that would have happened to me, I would have done the same thing.
Yeah.
Because, that is an unnecessary play for a guy dribbling a ball up the court. See, the Miami Heat were being blown out, and they were frustrated about that. And, Jokic is right in the middle of the reason why they're being blown out. And then you get this, moment of frustration from Markieff Morris in a play that is definitely not a basketball play. I put myself right into those shoes. I mean, when I played, I was like, I absolutely would have gone after the person on that, because that was just, it was uncalled for and unnecessary. And I thought this is going to sound funny coming out of my mouth, but I thought the level of restraint, actually, that Joker showed in that moment was pretty high, because he could have pushed him in the back of the head. He could have pushed him, two-hand pushed him in his back with both his arms extended. And he did neither of those things. He went back and obviously hit him with the hard shoulder and put him down to the ground. And, that was, quite honestly, that was the least he could do, because what I think, there's a perception around this league that he's the Joker and he's just this big goofy guy who you can push around and mess with, and he's not going to retaliate about that. And what he is showing here and in some of these other instances is he's not that guy. Like, he's not the one. Like, you want to mess with somebody, it's not going to be the Nicole, it's not going to be Nikola Jokic. And you're not going to, you know, how you know Markieff Morris thought that? It was, he was so comfortable as you throw that shiver at Joker, and then you don't even turn around not once. You don't look over your shoulder not one time to see what might be coming back at you, because you don't care. And you, in your head, you're thinking, man, I got this dude. He can't do anything, and he's too scared to do anything to me. And in that moment, Jokic showed everybody what the actual reality of the situation is. And I think, honestly, for a Denver Nuggets team that I think we all over the last few years have said, well, you know, they could use some toughness. They could use some chip in their shoulder. They could use some – well, sometimes that's what that looks like. It looks like your MVP or somebody on your team going and taking a shot at somebody else who has already started the situation. And, you know, I think, you know, over time, what these kinds of situations do is show everybody else, okay, well, this team isn't to be messed with. We're going to come in here and respect them and play them, play a good hard game of basketball, but what we're not going to do is come in and try to start the fight.
Chris, there's so many sound bites right there, man. I got goosebumps. I agree with you 100% on this. Was it the ideal situation? No, but you're right. Most of us would have done the exact same thing in that situation. And what this shows, I know a lot is being said about Joker's brothers and everything. And trust me, I'm here for that. I love it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't think the Morrises and other people need to be saying, hey, Joker can't fight his own battles. Joker, to me, Chris, I saw something terrifying in a good way, in a sports way. He lost it a little bit. He knocks Morris to the ground. Malone comes to pull him away, and I almost saw a Hulk type thing. Like, he goes back into normal mode after that. I saw Joker kind of shake it off, like, "Oh, what happened?" If I'm an opposing player going against the Joker right now, I'm thinking I do not want to flip that switch again.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And for Nikola, I think at some point this was necessary, because he takes a beating and he takes a lot of hits from people who think he's not going to hit back. And, you know, at some point you have to show that you are going to hit back. And this is not just you running over me and me just going to tuck my tail between my legs and just play basketball. Sometimes you have to go ahead and stand up to that person and just say, no. This is not how it's going to go down. Not today and not ever. And so I think that's where we are with Nikola Jokic and Brady. I think we've seen him grow into this over time. Like, his brothers have always been real tough guys, like the kind of dudes who will run down the stands and threaten to jump on the court to go get the player that is getting after their little brother. And, you know, I think he has grown into this guy who now looks at himself in the mirror and says, I can take care of myself, and let me just show you what that looks like. And so you know, I'm here for it, man. I'm here for it.
It's must see, must tweet, whatever. Now, when you look at Morris and then his brother tweets out, okay, a guy, I don't have the tweet in front of me, Chris, but he said something along the lines, okay, hits a guy in the back when he's not looking, noted. And then we get the Joker, the Jokic brothers tweets. Some people are talking about that, saying, you know, my problem is he hit him in the back. And I guess my response to that is, hey, in that moment, he gets hit in the ribs, he gets hit in the knee, it goes in your brain. You just got, like, lit up at half court. That's not a basketball foul. You got lit up. And so your initial response is, I'm going to hit that dude. And, you just like you said, Morris shows no remorse. He doesn't even look at Joker like, oops, sorry, I fouled you, or whatever. He turns his back, and to me, another disrespectful way. And for those of you thinking, oh, he hit him in the back, if Morris turns around and nobody's there to separate him, I'd be pretty scared for Morris in that situation.
I know. Yeah, exactly. And, I mean, I'm not worried. You know, Morris turned his back. It's like, it's kind of like, to me, this is my personal opinion. When you start something like that, you had better turn. It's like boxing. They always say, don't ever turn your back on your opponent. When you bring the fight to somebody like that, don't turn your back. Don't do it, because something like that might happen to you that you don't think is going to happen to you. And quite frankly, I think I don't even think this falls into the category of Marquise didn't think that was going to happen to him. I think he knew in his head that he was the intimidating factor here, and Jokic was not going to do anything to him on the backside of that. But then he was wrong about that when Jokic did get up and obviously retaliate. So, you know, I think my response to the, well, he hit him in the back was, don't hit him in the front. Don't hit him at all.
Right.
Like, just run back down the court and play defense. You're being blown out. Take your L and get out of town. But instead, he wanted to take his shots at the MVP, and then you couldn't be shocked when a player of any kind or any sport. This is, and we're talking about basketball here. We see it in every sport, man. Football, it doesn't matter. You start taking cheap shots at people, they start taking shots back at you, and that's how it works. And so for Markieff, it is what it is, man. You know, you have to be ready for the retaliation if you're going to take it to that level. Marcus Morris got in his own mix-up with the Nuggets. That was Paul Millsap in the bubble, if memory serves. And so these two guys have this history of just being agitators, cheap shotters, and then daring you to say anything to them. Well, yesterday, you know, Jokic called his bluff. And so, I don't have any real the fact that Marquise Morris's back was turned is neither here nor there to me. He shouldn't have had it turned. And, you know, quite frankly, he was lucky that Jokic didn't do more than what he did to him with his back turned, because if this was in the street somewhere or at 24-Hour Fitness or anywhere else, I mean, there might have been punches thrown in that instance. And, you know, the only thing that's separating that kind of response from what happened yesterday is the NBA, the entity of the NBA, the threat of being suspended, the threat of being fined, all of those things. And so, just a very fiery situation. I'm fired up about it. Mm.
Oh. I mean, Chris, these are the kind of things, like you said, not only – It shows a little fight. I'm with you on this. I'm walking away going, I think this is going to really grow the reputation, grow the legend. And then you got the Jokic brothers starting a Twitter account, man. I can't tell you how many Sopranos gifts we have used for, and hey. I can't, whatever, but it's amazing.
Those are tough guys.
Oh, dude.
One of them's like a UFC fighter, a mixed martial arts fighter, I should say, and the other one's just enormous. I mean, like, they're such intimidating dudes, but they're teddy bears. Like, I know both of them, and, you know, they're such nice dudes, but if you mess with their brother, man, family comes first, and they will, by any means necessary, make sure Nikola Jokic is protected. They've always been very protective of him. It just so happens that Nikola Jokic has grown to be 7 feet tall and 270 pounds and also can take care of himself.
You don't want to mess with him, man. Okay, so yeah, I mean, if you got the Morris twins and the Jokic brothers in a tag team match, I mean, you look out. That is plus a million for the Morris brothers. But you got to love the. So is that a real Twitter account? Everybody else saying it is. Jokic brothers start this Twitter account mysteriously, and it basically looks like a note you would leave someone that's like, hey, don't it, like a secretive note. It says right here, you should leave this the way it is instead of publicly threatening our brother. Your brother made a dirty play first. If you want to make a step further, be sure we will be waiting for you. Jokic brothers. I like how they signed the tweet. Jokic, it's like it's something you see in a movie, man.
That's funny. Yeah, I mean, I don't know, and I don't know if it's real or not. But if it is, but I'll tell you what,
I hope it is.
That would be exactly on trend for what they would do and what they would say. So I mean, you know, they are fearless. Those two guys are fearless. They don't care who you are. They don't care. If I could remember, boy, I wish I could remember. This is a few years ago when Jokic was like his first couple of seasons in the league, and he took a hard foul in a game, and one of them basically got to the court, had to be escorted off the court, but then basically was like, listen, I'll wait for this dude in the back hallway. And it's just. And so you knew immediately what it is with this family. I mean, like I said, they're the nicest people ever. But if you mess with any one of them in their family, they will protect them, to the end. And so It'll be interesting. I would expect that this just dies right down here in the next couple of years. I mean, the Nuggets aren't going to see the Miami Heat for, I don't know when they play them next. But as the Nuggets kind of move on through the rest of this week, this will die down. But certainly, it's the topic. It's basically the main topic of the week here today.
It is, and it's fun. Chris, okay, so before we let you go, what do you think? I think people, our poll question today is, should he be suspended? And if so, how many games will he get suspended? What do you think? I'm leaning in the 1 to 2, especially after kind of going through this more and more.
Yeah, I think just from... objectively kind of going back and thinking about how the NBA doles out the punishments for this kind of stuff. But I think the key here is that, A, there was no actual punches thrown. He didn't even actually extend arms on the push. And then part two is the original call on the court was, the double flagrant. I mean, both players got ejected, but it wasn't a, this guy started it, Nikola Jokic started it, or even finished it in a very, in a way that was a fight or an alter. I mean, it was an altercation, but not, one of those that rises to the level, I think, of suspension. I would be shocked if he is even suspended at all. I would be shocked if it was more than one game. I would be shocked. I really would. I mean, you can throw a shoulder and, get ejected from a game, sure. Maybe even take a fine for that, sure. But outside of that, I mean, like I said, I mean, this wasn't your classic fight. You know, it was one guy throwing a cheap shot, another guy throwing a cheap shot, and then, okay, so that's where we are, and then everybody stepping in between. So I would most certainly expect fines, for sure. And then, like I said, if Jokic gets suspended at all, I'd be shocked if it was more than one game. I'd be shocked. I really would be shocked.
Yeah, I'm leaning toward you more and more, honestly, after chatting with you a bit last night, and then just kind of looking at everything and how this has been followed up. I'm kind of leaning with you. I wouldn't be shocked if they do one, but I also wouldn't be shocked at all if it's more of a just a fine. Chris, I wish we had more time to talk about the actual game, by the way. They did beat the Heat pretty easily.
Yeah, I mean,
Will Barton looked
really
good.
Impressive.
Yeah, Joker just quietly gets over the, what, another 20, 21, 23, what was it, 25 points. I mean, the guys gets the triple-double.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
like, before all the madness happened, I'm like, oh, triple-double, we can all breathe again. Like, things feel right when Joker gets triple-doubles.
Yeah, they do. And, he dominated that game. I mean, he just
did.
Yeah, he did. And the Nuggets dominated that game as a team. Defensively, they were fantastic, especially in that first half. And then, offensively, they really couldn't be stopped either. And so, it was really a complete victory led by Nikola Jokic. And so, yeah, if you're the Miami Heat and you're rolling into town 7-2 and, second in the Eastern Conference and people are singing your praises and you come in here and just get smashed toward the end of that game, you might be in your feelings a little bit. And that's where Marquise Morris was residing when he took the shot at Jokic. And, it was really impressive. It is a little too bad that the whole situation has overshadowed that performance, because it is one of the best performances any team has put on a court this season, especially against the Miami Heat. And that should have been celebrated a little bit more, and maybe we will, going forward, especially if the Nuggets can string together a few more victories, we can look back at some of these and go, look at how well they have started to play. But hey, ding ding, the ring, the boxing ring. That's what it is today.
We're so excited to see that Nuggets Heat rematch too. Whenever that, I think late November or something. But Chris, appreciate you as always, my man. This is it's been a fun. I mean, I don't want anybody to get hurt, but as long as nobody's really getting hurt, it's a fun one to talk about.
Yeah, for sure. It's 90s basketball. Scott Hastings probably has so much to say about this because he played for the Detroit Pistons in the bad boy era. I mean, that's what that looked like.
Oh, Well, yeah, you have Isaiah Thomas is like, if you mess with him, you get messed with. That's what happened. Yeah. That's what it should be, right? And I think we'd have a lot less of these crappy non-basketball fouls if that was – I'm not saying it should be okay, but if that happened, mm-hmm. when it did happen, we would probably have less of these non-basketball fouls.
Yeah, I agree. And I think for Jokic, he has now set himself up to – not be messed with anymore. Nobody's gonna take that cheap shot with him because they know, you know, when you stand, are you gonna stand toe to toe with that guy? I mean, when you stand, you think it's a good idea until he gets in your face, and now you're looking up at 7 feet and 270 pounds of person. And remember, even last year with the Phoenix Suns when he went nose to nose almost with Devin Booker. And you could see in Devin Booker's face, like when he was going over there to get him, it was like he was going over there with some fury. And then all of a sudden, you know, my eyes rise up and go, oh, my gosh, this guy is actually that big. And he's mad. So I'm going to tone myself down so he doesn't do anything to me. I think we're in that space now with Nikola Jokic. Like he's put himself on the map as listen, you can play basketball against this guy, but let's just keep it clean. Or else you might be on the wrong side of any kind of fury that you incite. If you try to cheap shot him.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree more. Chris, appreciate you, man. Great to get your thoughts here as we start the show, and we'll look to catch up with you maybe later this week or early next week.
Sounds good, man. We'll talk to you.
All right, Chris Dempsey of Altitude TV. Excellent there. I agree with him 100%. 27 minutes after the hour. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we'll get more thoughts on the Joker thing. We have Zach Stevens, too. Oh, by the way, the Broncos. Yeah, we got to get into that. The Broncos getting set to take on Philadelphia this week. Don't look now. The Broncos are in the playoff picture. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.
Jerry Schemmel this season for UNC basketball coverage on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.